VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena. As promised, today we're going on a trip to Finland. Grab your passport and ticket and... Well, we can't go anywhere. In this day and age, the best we can do is cozy up in a warm blanket and watch a video about Finland. Anyway, I don't know about you guys, but not being able to travel actually brings back a lot of memories. One of my best travel stories was in Finland. I was fortunate enough to visit there in 2017, and I chose a volunteer program in a small town called Inku. The task was to restore a circus wagon. There were 8 of us from 6 different countries, and every day we cut grass, chopped wood, and scraped off old paint. Life was simpler back then. We got coffee breaks every 2 hours and finished work at 4. The sun came down at 11 p.m., so we had plenty of time to hang out and explore. The beach, the forest, and a swamp that I almost fell into. Every night, we bought beers and long drinks and sat around the bonfire listening to Bob Marley. That journey and the tranquility I felt was something I'd never experienced before. And it was the first time I realized how impactful a trip can be. I want to be back there when this pandemic is over and visit some other places. Today's sentence of the day actually gives me a good idea. A few of Finland's lighthouses have been renovated into hotels, so you can venture out to Finland's coast and sleep in this unconventional place. A few of Finland's lighthouses have been renovated into hotels, so you can venture out to Finland's coast and sleep in this unconventional place.
有些芬兰的灯塔被重新翻修后成了饭店，所以你可以到芬兰的海岸来场冒险，在这很不一样的地方睡上一晚。好，那现在来看到发音重点吧。今天一样有两个发音重点，第一个是 renovate 这个字 ，renovated， 要注意后面的 o 它发的是 a， 所以是 renovated， 不是 renovated。Renovated. 接下来第二个发音重点要看到 sleep 跟 in 的连音 sleep in. 这个 p 的话前一集有讲过 ，p 的音不会放那么多气出来，所以不会是 sleep in， 反而是有点 sleep in。再来，我们就来到单字的部分啦。今天一样是三个单字。首先，我们先看到 renovate。它是一个动词，意思是修复、翻新。那它特别是指建筑物的修复跟翻新。Renovating this three-story house in 3 days is impossible. 要在三天内重新翻修这间三层楼的房子是不可能的事。那 renovate 的名词就是 renovation， 意思是更新、修理。He has been put in charge to complete the renovation.他已被指派负责管理这次的翻修任务。接下来第二个单字是 venture， 它当作动词用，意思是冒险去做某一件事。
Staying in the office for too long makes me want to hop on the train and venture into the unknown。
待在办公室太久，让我很想跳上火车，踏上未知的冒险之旅。但这只是幻想啦，因为现实的因素大家应该不能那么随性。好，看到 venture 这个字，大家会不会想到一个跟它很像的单字叫做 adventure， 它当作名词是冒险或是奇遇的意思。
Would you like to join me on this adventure?
你愿意和我一起去冒险吗？那 venture 当作名词的时候，它其实有完全一个不同的意思，叫做有风险的商业活动或是投机活动。 She advised us to look abroad for more lucrative business ventures.
她建议我们去国外寻找更有利可图的商业机会。
Finally, 最后一个单字 unconventional. Unconventional. 这次比较长，它是一个形容词，意思是不同寻常的。
Billy's unconventional outfits make him stand out in the crowd.
Billy 与众不同的服装使他在人群中特别显眼。Unconventional 的相反词就是把前面的 un 去掉，所以是 conventional. Conventional. 它的意思就是传统的或是普通的。
He's not a conventional person at all.
他完全不是一个传统的人。
That's it for today.
I got a question for you. When life gets hard, where's the place you often escape to?
I am lucky enough to find my serenity in Inku.
What about you?
I'd like to hear about your travel stories, the places you've been to, the people you've met, and the memories that warm your heart.
Feel free to share your story in the comment section below, along with your recordings.
Stay safe, and I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye, everybody!